I want to say a big hello to those wonderful people at the BBC Archives. Now, I'm not quite sure exactly who it is I'm addressing here, if it's sort of everybody or a couple of you or what, but I found you on the Twitter thingy, the Archive at BBC. They've got a Twitter page. It's twitter.com/archive@BBC. It's Jim and Kate from the BBC Archive Collections team. Now, I don't know if that's the entire team or there's a bigger team and they have their own Twitter or whatever. Not too sure yet. But I started following the BBC Archive on Twitter about a week and a bit ago, and they have some very interesting things on the Twitter page. Now, I remember the BBC Archives. If it's the same thing I'm thinking of from years ago, where if you wanted something, if you were on a programme, I remember Roland's Rat Race on Saturday morning TV, and I once got a phone call because it was made by BBC North or something, or BBC Northwest, and they wanted to know, I was like 10 at the time or something, if I wanted to be a contestant on Roland's Rat Race. I'd previously seen Roland at the Liverpool Empire, and thought, it's so incredible to sort of be in the same room as Roland, who was my hero back then. I declined the offer, but had I been on the programme, I would have been entitled, I think, to ask the BBC, is it okay if I can have a copy of the programme? And that's how things used to work in the archives in the old days. I think it's a bit easier now, getting access to the BBC archives. You can simply... you can follow them on Twitter for a start and send them messages and things, but they put a lot of their archives on to the internet, the wonders of the internet. So you can go and look at this. An hour ago, they posted this one here, Memories of a Birmingham Station from 1978, or from 1988, the story of the Isle of Man's Victorian Steam Railway. So you can go there, go to the page, there's a website here, it's bbc.co.uk/archive. And for those of you who are quite... sort of strict with your English, that is a /, I believe. So here we go, BBC Archive, the page here, got the collections, the subjects, the programmes, the people, meet the experts, and probably there's all kinds of things here. A few weeks ago, or a month or two ago, they released a lot of the material from the broom cupboard, from Children's BBC, from Philip Schofield, from Gordon the Gopher, that sort of thing. So they're always putting new things on there all the time. So you have to keep on checking back to see what's new on there. And I sort of spend time looking at this when I can. Lots of links and all different things here. Comedy collections and all classic clips from the archive, from the radio archive, Radio 3, Radio Scotland, all kinds of things. Classic clips. Let's click on this and see what happens. Victorian Christmas. So all different things that you can do. And it's all part of the BBC's archives, part of their attempt to open up the archives to a sort of a broader... a broader viewership. Can you say viewership? Doesn't quite sound right somehow. But anyway, I think you know what I'm trying to say. So check out the BBC Archives, bbc.co.uk/archive. They're on the Twitter. It's archive@BBC. And it's Jim and Kate from the BBC Archive Collections team. I might just send them a little message here. Do we have time? Got a minute left of this particular audio boo. Hi, Jim and Kate. I love the archives. I love the BBC. It's fantastic. My audio boo is getting to its 5 minutes and then it stops. It's fantastic to see the wonderful... archive. Oops, I can't spell. Online. Best wishes. Okay, I've just got to check my spelling and everything. Okay, I've just sent it. Hasn't gone yet. It's going. It's going. It's gone. There we go. The BBC Archive. Jim and Kate.